A lot of people might call that head-banging music. You know, screaming vocalists, shrieking songs. But listen to what follows. Speak your mind. Like I care. That's Amy Lee, lead singer of the band Evanescence. A headbanger with an ethereal voice. That angelic voice against a thrashing guitar has made Evanescence a multi-platinum group with their first two albums, Fallen in 2004 and The Open Door in 2006. Now the band has a new self-titled album out this week. Amy Lee of Evanescence joins us now to talk about it, all from Nashville. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
One thing that's made your band so successful is... You know, this is considered a kind of niche genre of music, forgive the expression, and you've put some top 40 pop and spunk into it.
Thanks.
Let's play a clip from this new album, if we could. Lost in Paradise. How do you go about blending, even when you're coming up with a song, blending what has been so widely described as your ethereal angelic voice and all that guitar thrashing?
I don't know. I think they're really natural together. I like that. I love contrast in music. Being inspired by classical, and actually in high school especially, classical and metal both, I remember having this cool realization that they're really similar. It's just it's different instrumentation. And I love the aggression of the guitars against that sort of fragility that no matter what sort of exists in a female voice, at least for me. Yeah. I can't help but be a girl, though, so it's not like I have a choice.
You're not only the lead singer. You also write lyrics for a lot of the songs, play the keyboard.
Right.
And on this album, is this the first time you've been heard as a harp? Do we say harper?
Yes, harpist. I did a cover for a song from The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a Danny Elfman, Tim Burton thing. Mm-hmm. And we did Sally's song. So when we did that, I did do harp on that song. And I actually got to play the harp on The Tonight Show, which was really cool. I don't think that happens that often.
No, I that's a generalization. They don't say, and a great harp player.
Yeah.
Harpist.
Shredding on the harp, Amy Lee.
Let's listen to a little bit of your harp, if we could. This is from Secret Door. Is there something you hear, some resemblance between heavy metal and classical?
Well, you know what? I was really, really inspired by Mozart's Requiem. So much so, actually, that on The Open Door, we took part of it, Lacrimosa, and made it into an Evanescence song. Like, we took a piece of it and put, you know, a band around it and my voice on top. I think it turned out to be a really, really interesting combination of those things. It's sort of like the clearest picture of what I'm talking about.
You're going on tour with this new album, right?
Yes. Worldwide.
I have not been to one of your concerts. If I were to go to one, what should I expect?
Oh, to get your socks rocked off? I know you love that. I can tell.
I'm not wearing socks today. Okay. Yeah, I just thought I'd check. Yeah. My shoes.
We have a good time. Yeah. Uh-huh. We're really looking forward to touring again. It's been a long time. You know, our music is very dynamic. If you listen to any of our records, I think especially the last two, there's a big spectrum of feelings. There's definitely the songs that are big, epic rock songs, but then there's moments that are soft, you know, and fragile.
Yeah. What song should we go out on from this new album?
Our second single. Why don't we go with that one?
Okay.
My Heart is Broken.
And what can you tell us about this song?
Actually, I wrote it on the harp, and as we started working on it with the entire band, it got faster and faster and faster, and we went to the studio at that tempo, and it was like, okay, time to record the harp, and I just was like, this is not possible for me anymore. So now it's a stunning piano part. Enjoy.
All right, we will. Amy Lee, she is lead singer of Evanescence, their self-titled album, out this week. She joined us from Nashville. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can hear songs from that album at nprmusic.org.